This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Our Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, the Wolverine game's getting a bit more detail. Seems like it's not going to be coming for quite some time, but get into whatever you know.
Scott Aylford, Jeff Grubb has been on. On his podcast, he's been talking about what he knows about the Wolverine game. And there's a surprising amount. There's a lot about the tone, about the setting, about the story, about some gameplay details. And I'm going to relay them all to you right now because they are delicious. The first and most interesting one, in my opinion, is that they're apparently aiming for a hard R-rated or a mature tone in terms of video game language, which means we will hopefully be seeing Wolverine cutting fools up, dismemberments, decapitations, every good thing that begins with D will hopefully be in this game.
The thing is, like, they have such a direct comparison to the Wolverine Origins game. I feel like that sets such a high bar and was so attached to a terrible movie that a lot of people don't necessarily think of that much. Like, if you think of Wolverine video games, there's only really that and the X2 Wolverine's Revenge game. Which was brilliant. Mark Hamill doing Wolverine's fight.
Yeah.
You could kill like four dudes at once in that game. It was cool. But still, I feel like overall we've not really talked about Wolverine in the video game sense, but if we do, then you can lean on those games as like a comparison. I definitely do for the Origins game. I just wonder how much in the overall consciousness that game is even thought of, because the movie's so forgettable.
Here's the thing, right? When Insomniac, who's obviously developing the Wolverine game, when they made Spider-Man, it felt to me like they looked at the previous Spider-Man games and took elements that they knew worked. Like, if you have played Insomniac's Spider-Man game, it's not far and away removed mechanically from what Beenox was doing with the Amazing Spider-Man games, or Shattered Dimensions, or even going back as far as Spider-Man 2.
I'm sure they cited Spider-Man 2 at one point. It was like, that was the satisfying swinging model, so they were going to try and do that again.
100%. So if I was them making a Wolverine game, I would look at how the character has been used in the past. Yeah. I would look at X-Men Origins Wolverine, which a lot of people love. I mean, how many times do we talk about it on the channel in lists or in chatty bases or whatever over the years? Because while that is not a perfect game, it got the feeling of Wolverine right.
If they're going to borrow stuff from that, I was just thinking of how awesome that game is, because they did that thing, and we talk about it a lot, so we mentioned this on whatever podcast and other videos, etc. But that game had that thing where when you got shot or sliced apart, they modeled the skin, the muscle, the bone, all the way down to like the skeletal structure of Wolverine, and parts of him would just get ripped apart as you were in combat or getting shot, and then if you stood still, you could watch him heal himself entirely. They have to bring that across.
This is
the perfect video game version of a character.
This is just Jeff Grubb hypothesizing. But he compares it to Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
Yes.
In that game, I know you've said before that the lightsabers often don't feel like lightsabers in that game. Especially when you're attacking stormtroopers. You're kind of bouncing off them. You're not cutting stormtroopers in half. You're cutting some of the machines. Yeah, you're cutting the machines in half, but because obviously Star Wars doesn't want to get a mature age rating, you're not seeing decapitations or anything like that. Jeff Grubb's talking about how to him, he expects, a proper full hard R Wolverine who is going in there with proper dismemberment, proper aggression in the combat, like the Wolverine game. And I fully echo what you were saying there. I want to see that healing factor utilized in game form, because that looked so sick in both senses of the words.
But
also so cool and very true to the character.
I am very curious, if you think about mature PlayStation properties, obviously God of War, Last of Us, Last of Us 2 especially really pushes gore. It's not the God of War doesn't, but it's still in that framing of an over the top almost fantasy style approach to it, whereas Last of Us is look at these actual people being actually dismembered. Yeah. They're screaming in pain, they're writhing around. You know, you can blow the living hell out of everything in Last of Us 2. That idea of really delving into decapitations and all the gross stuff is very Mortal Kombat. Like, it depends how far they want to take this. But yeah, it depends how far like the average Marvel fan wants to see that stuff as well. Like, you know, how much do they want to steer into a depiction like this or something? And yeah, like how much they go down that, and whether PlayStation also will ever be like, that's a bit much actually.
Yeah.
We don't want a Mortal Kombat game necessarily.
Well, that's the interesting thing to me, because, you know, a hard R approach could mean a bunch of different things, like you alluded to there. Mm. We could be seeing a version that's more akin to the movie Logan, where the violence is meant to be, like, disgusting, and it's meant to have a visceral impact on you. You're not there thinking, that was so cool. You're like, oh my god, he just ripped some guy's head off, and those claws went through his mouth, and through his nose, and through his eyeballs, and that was kind of disgusting. Or are they going to just take a more Mortal Kombat-y, cartoony approach to it, where it's like, look how silly this is. Look at how weird, how in-depth we've got on the animations, but look at how, you know, over-the-top and purposefully over-the-top it is, because then it doesn't get, like, The Last of Us 2 style. Hang on, am I the baddie here? am I the bad guy?
Am I supposed to be blowing off all these legs?
Yeah.
I don't know, but that needs to be done.
The next bit of information that Grubb has is about the universe that it's set in, because obviously, you know, we've had a bunch of Marvel games now. We've had Midnight Suns, we've had Insomniac Spider-Man, we've had the Avengers game, which we just talked about in another news video that you should definitely check out.
Not for very long.
But the point is that all of these different games are set in their own universes, and Grubb says that that will probably be the case for Wolverine as well. He said it's definitely not going to have any affiliation with the movies, so you're not going to see Hugh Jackman modeled as the character in the game. However, he hasn't ruled out the idea that it couldn't be linked to Insomniac's Spider-Man game, or that we might see Wolverine crossover with Spider-Man in the future. You know, just because they're taking a multiversal approach on the whole, it doesn't mean that Insomniac can't craft their own Marvel universe and have all of the characters that they create kind of cross over.
That was that weird thing in the Spider game, the Insomniac Spider-Man, where the original face model was like their own version of Peter Parker.
Yeah.
And then when they recast it, when they did the remastered one, I long just personally believe they did that because it's closer to Tom Holland. There was that whole thing about like, oh, the guy's cheekbones aren't like good enough to do the new facial animation. It was like, what the hell are you guys talking about? You're trying to get in on the Tom Holland stuff. Yeah. It makes sense. So I wonder if they get someone who is like legally distinct from Hugh Jackman, so they don't have to pay him any money, but it's very clearly channeling Hugh Jackman.
I hope not, man, because as much as I don't actually mind the new Peter character model in Spider-Man,
I don't mind it either.
If you do look at the Avengers game, which very clearly looked like they were trying to go for the MCU style and character model aesthetics, but then obviously couldn't go far enough and actually model them on Chris Evans or Robert Downey Jr. or anyone like that, you were kind of like left in this weird liminal space where, like you said before recording, it was like ordering the Avengers off Wish or something like that, you know, where it was
Wish.com
first. Just felt like it didn't have its own identity because it was trying to be one thing and then failing to be its own thing as well.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yeah, I think you either make it like stylish in some degree, or you make it that you're making your own. Like Midnight Suns has like very cool versions of every single character, and the Spidey in that is just very kind of comic accurate. It's very bog standard Spidey, but it works, and obviously there's more flair in the costumes and everything. I think for the teaser they've put out so far, where you see the Wolverine claws on the bar, just implies there's going to be a realistic graphic style to that. So I guess you have to do something, especially if it crosses over with the Insomniac Spidey, that is just like, it's not an oversized dude. It's also not the small like cigar chomping bug version of Wolverine that we had in like lots of earlier comics and things like that. So I guess they're trying to blend them all together.
Yeah, totally. Interestingly though, Grubb did say that while he's not 100% sure on this, he thinks that the game is going to be set before Wolverine actually encounters the X-Men or becomes part of that team.
Oh.
So you won't probably, at least in the early part of the story, have crossovers with other characters like Cyclops or Mystique, Rogue.
Oh my god,
like
give me the post Weapon X, what the hell even am I?
Yes.
Wolverine? Give me that. We've never seen that, have we?
I don't think so.
Kind of in the Origins one, but not really.
Not really. And that's obviously such a cool, untapped kind of like era for that character. Yes, it has been explored in comics, and yes, it was explored in a way in the movies, but it also allows, in my opinion, Insomniac to kind of do whatever they wanted to without it impacting other characters that they might use in the future. You know what I mean? Like, give Wolverine his own story and allow him to kind of have the creative freedom to go off in wild places and like define who this character is before he meets up with all of these other mutants and becomes part of a team.
I love, I think there's something in here about how much they wanted to, we kind of already covered it in terms of being distinct universally or whatever, but I love that version of Wolverine from the very beginning of the first Fox X-Men movie where he's just a cage fighter.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay, this guy's using his abilities to just get some booze and get by and whatever. And I like that idea of, just as a sort of thematic underpinning, if he's post his experiment where he's finally had his bone claws adamantized, then I guess you have a version of him that's like, what the hell do I even do with these? It'll let me succeed in cage tournaments. It might let me realize how much I want to use them for good. That would be a really good version of that character to explore and play.
Listen, I don't want
to. I'm excited, Josh. Good. I like this a lot.
Please. I'll me too. This is why I wanted to do this news video, because I thought these details sounded really good.
I know.
What I would want to see, and it's not just that I want to see, you know, Insomniac rip off another game and another character, but man, there's so much of Kratos in Wolverine. You know what I mean? There's all the guy who has seen so many wars, been in so many conflicts, and after the Weapon X program, you know, he's got this amnesia, he's trying to figure out who he is. I like the idea of him potentially, you know, not knowing who he is, discovering what he has done over the course of the game, maybe getting his memory back in full, then having to reckon the person he thinks he is right now with the person he has been. I just think there's a lot of dramatic depth there if you do want to go down a serious route with the character.
I would make it so he's fully aware of everything. He comes out of the Weapon X thing, just going like, I've lived a certain life to this point, and then now what do I do? I'm made even more into a literal weapon, and what do I do with that innate ability? I think that's what I would like. Because I don't want another amnesiac storyline.
No, that's a good point.
Done, I guess. Yeah,
100%. Speaking of God of War, though,
yes.
It's also mentioned that the game won't be open world, but like God of War or like Insomniac's own Ratchet and Clank, it'll be more of a wide linear experience where you have like big worlds to kind of like jump into and explore for secrets, probably side quests.
Very
and whatnot.
PlayStation first party.
Very
these days, yeah.
PlayStation first party, but it's not going to be like Spider-Man where you have an entire city to roam. It's going to be more, like I said, like God of War, which I like. I think that fits the character better. Mm-hmm. And if you can get more varied levels out of that, and if you can get more densely packed levels, like I'm up for it. I don't want everything to be a Spider-Man, even though I do like Spider-Man.
I wonder what abilities they, like if they do a skill tree. I don't think you can really do loot components, crafting components with Wolverine.
I wouldn't put it past them,
but I don't know what you even, I mean, the thing is, if you think of the worst version of an arbitrary crafting component system, it was bolting different rib cages onto Hulk in the Avengers. Because there's no reason for that to even make any sense. What do you do with Wolverine?
Oh, it's not quite a loot system, but I want to be able to, and this is just for me.
Go on.
I want to be able to customize the length of my claws. I wouldn't mind 1975 DLC, to be fair. Get that song pack in there.
Yeah.
Customize the length of the claws. You know, like in every Batman game, you should be able to customize the ears on the cowl. And I think in every Wolverine game going forward, you should be able to customize the length of the
claws. Oh, I don't know about that.
No?
No, Batman? I don't. I like tall bat ears on Batman.
Me too.
Like, yeah, like the version that was in the Arkham games, the original like Arkham Asylum and everything. I don't know, Wolverine with really long claws?
Yeah, man.
Oh, I
do
know.
Like, what's he called? What's his face from Mortal Kombat? Baraka. Baraka, yeah. You should go for the full like Lady Deathstrike thing. I don't know. I'm talking on my ass right now, but I do like the idea of that 100%.
He just pops them on and off. He just gets a... They're in these Aztec ruins. I don't know. I just found some plugs.
Yeah, it's just like, you know what? No more of this. Get these new ones.
Purple
on.
Rarity, get it on.
Even if it doesn't fit the story as well, I'm a sucker for the bone claws.
Yeah.
I want to see the bone claws in absolutely everything. Yep, please, Insomniac, let us use the bone claws. As a final thing, Grubb says that, again, he's heard kind of conflicting reports on this from his sources, but apparently Insomniac are flirting with the idea of a 2024 release date at the end of 2024, but it's most likely going to be at some point in 2025 because, of course, they have Spider-Man 2 to release this year, and then to, you know, put the finishing touches on Wolverine in only a year is probably asking too much, especially with how chaotic video game development could be. But even 2025, it's kind of earlier than I personally expected.
Right, okay.
But, you know, it might be too long for some people because it was announced, you know, a good few years ago at this point.
Yeah, I think it must be kind of fascinating for the meetings that they have to have in terms of like, okay, people really aren't that hot on the MCU anymore. It's not that strong as an overall talking point, but we do want to do all this Marvel stuff. People do also love Spider-Man, but we don't want to do too much stuff in our sort of Sony wing of Marvel, you know, because obviously Morbius completely tanked as so they don't want to connote too much of that stuff, but they do want to have something of a you know, association between Marvel stuff and Sony stuff and what they've been able to get their hands on. So I think this makes enough sense. 2025 is like, that's so far away.
It's the future, that is.
It's so far away. I know we got Spider-Man first. So I quite like the middle ground that they've got. I also think Insomniac, as I regularly say, are the best gaming studio in the industry right now. And across the last few years, they've been nothing but dependable. You look at the Spider-Man to Ratchet and Clank. They've just been so, so solid. And I trust that team. So if they need more time, give them more time. I think them and Naughty Dog are a good spearhead
100%.
For Sony overall.
And like I wouldn't go as far to agree with you and say that they're the best developer out there. Can't even get my words out. But I would agree that they're absolutely consistent. Like, the rate that they've had over the past few years has been insane. Yeah. You know, dropping Miles Morales, Ratchet and Clank, and Spider-Man before that was a ridiculous run. Mm-hmm. And to me, if they have to take, you know, 2 years between Spider-Man and their next big superhero game, that to me is still an insane turnaround. Yeah. It would absolutely be worth the wait.
Well, as soon as they announced Wolverine, a lot of us kind of went, what? On top of Spider-Man 2? You just remastered Spider-Man as well, and then you got Miles Morales. There is a hell of a lot going on over at Insomniac, but let us know what you think down in the comments below of the state of the Wolverine game. What do you want to see from it? What do you think of X2 Wolverine's Revenge, goddammit? And also, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
And I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
We'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.